Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, we made it, Crevo.
I know. It's great day. It's Friday.
Happy Friday, people.
Oh, indeed. Ready to go for the weekend. What are you... Yes. You got big plans, Meg?
Possibly going down to Sydney to see Liam Gallagher.
Oh, yeah. That'd
from
be
Oasis,
cool.
Which would be interesting. If not, I splurged last night and I went and got those 1,000-count thread sheets I've been wanting to get for the last couple of months, and they are there. So I'll just be spending most of it in bed.
Yeah, right. Oh. Excited for your new sheets.
You know what? To be fair, gig versus new sheets, same level.
Yeah, right. In your mind?
In my mind, absolutely.
They're about the same.
Oh, something about 1,000 thread count gets you through the night a lot better.
No, okay.
And what's the big plans for you?
This weekend, probably just work in the shop. I don't have thought of anything, really.
No.
Probably go out for dinner on Saturday night.
I think we've got a lot of rain coming as well, which is another great.
No, never good, never good.
No. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
No big plans for you either, right?
Nah. Can't be bothered.
You know what? Part of me wants to join the club now and go, you know what? Stuff Sydney.
As if you're going to miss a gig, Meg. Yeah, but
Yeah, but it's Liam Gallagher. I'm not that sold. But
it'll still be fun.
But it's free tickets, so I kind of want to go.
You should go.
Yeah, it's just a long trip to Sydney.
That's, what do you mean?
I don't drive down.
Why not?
Because I'm not spending $100 on fuel. Jeez, it cost me $10 on the train. Opel card.
Yeah, right.
It's much cheaper.
What, are you on a pension card or something?
What? No, it's not that expensive to get down to Sydney on the train. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think it's like $8 or $9 to get down there and back. Like $8 down there, $8 back.
Okay, well, that is cheaper, I guess.
So why would you spend $100 and deal with Sydney traffic when you didn't have to?
I think it's way easier to drive. You just, have your own space. It's quiet. It's clean.
Yeah, see, the good thing is, though, I get on the train at the ideal time where there's no one who sits in the single seat where no one sits next to you.
Yeah, okay.
So I sit by myself.
You'll never convince me.
I've got this tiny little pillow that I use. And I have a nap.
We can agree to disagree,
Nap Meg. Life, my friend. Nap life. Right. Hey, we're going to do a first of five catch-up with Jess in minutes.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, Jess, the GP shortage in the Hunter has been ridiculous over the last couple of years. Labor is finally doing something about it.
Yeah, so they promised during the federal election campaign that they would try and do something about it. So yesterday they announced that the distribution priority areas have been updated. So this is a classification that means local GP practices can recruit GPs from overseas and through the bonded medical program, which is where medical students have their education paid for if they work in a regional area like Newcastle and parts of the Hunter. So that means we'll be able to get more GPs, which is fantastic.
Well, saying this last week, how difficult it was to try and find a female GP in particular.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will actually kind of fix this to a degree. Obviously, it's not going to happen overnight.
This will take like 7 years to get into effect, won't it?
Oh, it depends. I mean, there's plenty of overseas...
If you're training overseas people now...
Oh, there's plenty of overseas doctors who are trained and want to come over here, but because of this distribution priority area, they couldn't actually work here, so now they can.
How good. That makes me so excited.
No, it's awesome.
It actually is really helpful because I could tell you this much. If you can't get into a GP, what are you doing? You're going to the emergency room.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Isn't that waste of
exactly.
Resources?
You're wasting the resources and you're taking it away from the people who genuinely need, like, urgent care. You can actually get into a doctor ASAP, much better.
Yeah.
Well done, Labor.
If you've got an arm off at the hospital, you don't want to be waiting extra long because someone's there with a cough.
Yeah, or a tummy ache or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, also the Australia Cup round 32 started last night. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Australia Cup round of 32 is something that's Australia-wide. It's something that the Football Federation put together. We have some local teams in it. Broadmeadow Magic, unfortunately, last night lost their round of 32 game to Bentley Greens.
Not good.
2-1. It was very close. We do have a couple more teams that we can back. The Newcastle Jets are taking on Adelaide United on the 30th of June. We've got Newcastle Olympic in as well. They're taking on Melbourne City on the 2nd of August. So hopefully they win and then they go into the round of 16, another step closer.
Any of these happening in Newey? By any chance?
I did have a look. There might be after double check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting to go check it out, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good game. Soccer games are so good live. I remember going to my first one, Newcastle Jets, and I'd never really been into it, but then I went to a game and you're in the crowd and everyone's getting really pumped. It's so fun.
I can't tell you I've ever been to a soccer game. In my life.
It's so
I played soccer in primary school. That's about it, as far as it went.
Oh, there we go. There's something to
I played for Argentine Primary.
There you go.
Oh, I was very...
Big star.
I was horrible.
I thought you would be good.
No, absolutely not. I am not a sport person under any circumstance.
Oh, well, this is a thing we can fix. You can
I was in it for the
game.
Orange juice afterwards, my friends.
You can go to a game, Meg.
Yeah,
we'll go
to the Jets game.
Yeah.
Go on the field with them, see how they like it.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos.
They're
local as. I know this guy, right, is the absolute king of linguine.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
His bones are made.
I know.
Linguine,
that's how
incredible.
Much he eats and how quick he eats it.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
Now, Meg, you've heard of the financial crisis.
Yes.
You've heard of the flooding crisis.
Yep.
Perhaps a bushfire crisis.
Yeah, of course. They all hit Australia like every year.
What about the lost luggage crisis? Have you heard of this one?
You haven't travelled enough to notice there's a lost luggage crisis.
It's actually a really big problem. And there's this footage of like mountains, like Everests, of just suitcases at airports.
Why don't the people put their names on them or something?
Oh, they've got them. They just got like a big, big problem on their hands. In some places, it's getting completely out of hand. I'm going to tell you all about it
all right.
up next. If you're thinking of traveling, this is going to be an interesting development for you.
All righty. We'll get the details.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. There's a thing going on right now, especially in Europe, called the luggage crisis.
Yeah.
So obviously, airline travel has bounced right back. But
very quickly as well, like
quickly.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, but all the airlines haven't rehired all the workers after you know they laid everyone off during COVID.
Stood them down.
Yeah, and it's actually chaos in a lot of airports. There's just piles upon piles of just bags that nobody knows who they're for. Like what? Look at this, Meg. I'm going to just turn my laptop around. Have a look at this photo.
Oh, my God.
There's just like dozens and dozens of trolleys in a line.
That's hundreds of trolleys.
And they're all, like, piled with suitcases. And then that is protecting just a big mountain of suitcases in a pile in the middle.
Oh, my God.
It's so out of control that last week, Delta Airlines flew a plane from America back to England just full of lost bags.
I don't understand how this happens. Like,
so they just don't have enough luggage handlers. So like all the bags just being thrown on planes or not even put on planes. And then at the other end, people have to wait so long for the carousels.
Yeah.
Like often up to 3 hours just to get their bags.
Jesus.
And people are just like abandoning them.
Yeah.
Or not that 3 hours is, it's only clothes. Like just leave it. But
well,
the problem is,
if you've got a connecting flight,
oh, you won't make it.
You have to abandon.
Yeah, and then, like, they arrive and then people might just leave their bag there. And then that's another lost item. And that clogs up the system. All of the phone lines that you call, like, oh, I've lost my bag. Normally they send it out to you or whatever.
Yeah.
No one's even answering the phones.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it is because they know it's just completely out of control.
Have you ever lost your luggage before?
Never. You?
Never.
Knock on
but
wood.
I haven't really travelled enough to really warrant that.
I've been,
I go to,
been lucky.
I normally only go to, like, Brisbane or Melbourne or something like that. I don't go overseas, so...
Hasn't
happened yet. But you know what? Now I've said this. When I go to Vegas in October, I guess what's probably going to bloody happen.
Nah, you'll be right. It's very,
better not.
Very unlucky.
Oh.
Very unlucky. Hopefully they'll sort it out by then.
Fingers
but right
crossed.
Now, it is a proper problem. You can imagine like people that organise, like airport managers would be absolutely losing their minds at the moment.
Because
it's just piling up physically, taking up room.
It's obviously like getting to the point where they're trying to fix it, but it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So they, you know, manage to clear X amount and then double X amount.
Double
come
comes
in that
the next day. This is my tip. If you're traveling overseas, do the old like carry on only.
Or, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, well,
I have a lot of clothes.
Anyone else, aside from Meg, if you're doing the overseas...
girls know what it's like.
Carry on.
We go away for a four-day trip.
When
and
you get there.
No, we go for a four-day trip and we take a ball gown with us.
I think that's
just
mainly
in case.
You.
No, it's not just me, trust me. I remember I went down to Melbourne with my best friend. This was about 5 years ago, and it was a one-night trip, and he had a whole suitcase.
Oh, that's... excessive. That is totally excessive.
I understood it. I didn't get it at the time, and then I'm like, yeah, now I do. Now I do. Hey, up next, are you a Woolies Rewards member, Creepo?
I technically am, but I never use the card.
Why not? It's free money.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't like too many cards. I don't even have it in
Well, that's the thing. I've got a digital, so I just click my phone and it comes up and you can use it on the thing. So, like, if I do my wallet...
You can see it.
I can, but the thing is, though, I don't even need to scan it. You know where you tap your FBOSS?
Mm.
You can actually just tap it.
Yeah.
Very easy, but that's another thing. Everyday Rewards has been hacked.
Oh, really?
Hackers have attacked the Everyday Rewards
program. Well, I know how much butter you buy now, mate.
I know.
What a big deal.
Exactly. I'll get into the details on the other side of these.
Megan Crevo.
This is absolutely fascinating in my opinion because I have all the rewards cards. We've established this before.
You're mad for it.
I'm mad for a rewards card.
Now, okay, here's a quick question.
Yeah.
Someone else is out shopping, say at Woolies, you're with them.
Yeah.
They go at the checkout, do you have rewards? No. It's like $400. Yo, that's juicy reward.
Yeah.
Do you go, do you mind if I scan mine?
I don't, but if they offer it, I take it.
Yeah, okay. You're not, you don't ask, though.
No, I never ask. Okay. Never ask. Now, the Everyday Rewards card for Woolies, it's got different options, right? So you can either, every time you get 2,000 points, you can get 10 bucks off your shop, or you can do this thing called Bank for Christmas.
Mm.
So at Christmas time in December, they unlock all your points, and you can get, like, a decent chunk off your groceries.
Right.
So last year, for example, I got, like, $80 worth of Christmas shop.
Fancy.
And the thing is, you can use it at all the Woolies ones or whatever.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Everyday Rewards program looks like it might have been compromised with hackers going in and using people's rewards points.
Oh, that's funny.
To pay for their groceries. Now, apparently lots of consumers...
I know it's theft. It's bad.
It is theft.
That's funny,
it is
though.
Theft. But apparently some customers have been reporting that Everyday Rewards dollars that they had banked had been used by the thieves to buy groceries.
Look, like I said, I know it's bad, it's theft, but somehow I find that a bit funny.
I know. Like, it's just like, you're not using actual real physical cash.
I know. Somebody's stolen your imaginary points of money.
I'd be fuming.
If they were stolen.
Yeah.
Have you been checking yours to make sure they haven't gone up or down?
No. So when we did the food drive a couple of weeks ago, I had $40 banked on mine.
Yeah.
And I ended up using it all to buy
groceries.
Because it was just like, well, it's free money. May as well give it to someone who needs it.
Are these hackers, like, hungry? Is that what's going on? Or are they more like buying something and selling it or something? You know what I mean?
You never know.
Razor blades, or something.
They could be buying gift cards
as well, something simple as selling it on the internet.
But like a spokesperson for Woolworths has come out and said, look. There's no evidence that its IT systems have been breached or compromised, but look what's happened.
Oh, then again, though, you know what I'd also say, Meg?
Yeah.
This sounds like the sort of thing where some Karen looks on their rewards points, like goes online, logs in and has a look and goes, I swear I had 2,000 more points than this last week.
That was worth $10.
Fully forgetting she spent it already.
I'm just going to look at my everyday.
I must have been hacked.
I'm looking at my everyday rewards. I'm at 1,266 points.
All these imaginary
points.
Do I have any?
No, I don't. Yeah, because I used all my growth.
It's a load. In my opinion, it's all a load of BS.
Really?
Yeah.
Mate, I got $80 off my shop last year. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you had to work all year to get it.
I didn't have to work, though. I scanned the card at the checkout.
I don't know. I find the whole thing
I don't understand how you don't get behind this. It's free money. You're all about, like, hustle.
Yeah,
hustle life.
That seems like a hard hustle for a little money.
What, swiping a card
Setting it all up, doing all the things.
You know what? Let me do it for you. And I'll get you the free money. I think I've got $20 sitting on my flybys at the moment too.
Oh,
so we're going to Coles a lot more lately.
You're absolutely balling, Meg.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, why wouldn't you take free money, Creeper? I don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't.
This is where we're different.
Mate,
that's all right.
Blows my mind. You'll do anything to make a quick buck, but this is literally a quick buck.
It's a slow buck. Anyway,
it's actually a quick buck.
is where we agree to disagree, and that's fine.
Hit us up on Instagram at the Novos and tell Creepo
that I'm wrong.
That he's wrong.
Or Meg's wrong.
He's got a one-way ticket to Wrongtown. It's free money, my friend.
Megan Creepo.
The Novos. With Megan Creepo.
Megan Creepo.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good. Oh, welcome to 6 a.m.,
Creepo. Yeah, good to be here. Let's go.
It feels like it's 5 a.m. at this point. Oh, my God, I'm so tired today.
What's going on?
I just went to bed very late. No. I didn't nap yesterday.
Yeah, right.
I think that's what
not
it was.
Not enough sleep.
Someone who doesn't get enough sleep is Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you do the four-hour sleep thing. I had, 5 hours last night, and I am on struggle street this morning.
Oh, really? See, if I have more than four, then I get, really grouchy. It's like the opposite effect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember if I didn't have eight, I was the worst person to deal with.
Eight's so long, you miss out on so much life. You'll regret that when you're dead.
I don't have a life, though. That's the thing. You have an interesting life. I do not.
I have a fun life.
Yeah, I do.
Four or 5 hours is enough.
Oh, Meg, that must suck.
No, it's actually quite good.
Mm. You're missing out.
Live for the sheets, not the streets, baby.
What even is that? What even is that?
Hey, up next, we're playing 5 in 10. The prize is jackpotted since yesterday.
Oh, double.
$100 fuel card up for grabs. We're going to spin the wheel, get that category. Name 5 things in 10 seconds related to the topic of that category. You score yourself $100 worth of fuel.
Yeah, it's
how
pretty,
good is that?
You almost struggled saying 100.
I did. Oh, mate, it's struggle straight this morning. 13:10:09, if you want to play 5 in 10, we're going to do it after the Kid Laroi.
Megan Creevo.
The Novos.
Megan Creevo.
5 in 10. New FM.
Want to score $100 worth of free fuel in 10 seconds? Easy done.
All right. We've still got a couple of lines open if you want to play. 13:10:09, because often, first person doesn't win.
Yeah, that's true. But hopefully we can
hopefully they do this
manifest
time.
some winning vibes today. Let's spin the wheel first of all.
All right.
And get the
thing.
Category for today. Let's
spin this wheel. Come on,
mate. There we go. There we go. See, I told you I'm tired. Can't even spin a bloody wheel this morning.
All right. It has come up beauty.
Oh, interesting. All right. Let's go to the phones and meet Tom in Cessnock. Hey, Tom.
How are we?
We are doing really well. How's your Friday looking?
Not bad. Bit wet.
Hopefully we can score you $100 worth of free fuel. All right. Creevo, what is Tom's beauty topic? You got to name 5 things in 10 seconds.
Okay, Tom. I need you to name 5 shampoo brands.
All right, go.
Oh,
man.
Can you name even one?
Oh, come on, Tom.
Looking good.
Bugger.
Sorry about that. Right, better luck next time. Some people just freeze.
All right, let's go to...
Bianca.
Hey, Bianca.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. All right, Creevo, for Bianca, what is her topic?
Okay, in 10 seconds... I need you to name 5 types of piercings.
All right, go.
Types of what, sorry?
Piercings.
Piercings?
Yes.
So we've got belly button, the ear piercings, nose piercings, tongue piercings.
You know what? Oh, it was really hard there because Bianca, she kind of didn't get the topic.
What do you do? Only 4.
She got 4. Very close, but we need the 5, unfortunately. Ah, such a bugger.
Is what it is, though.
Well, that means, oh, my God, on Monday.
$150.
$150 worth of fuel.
That's very exciting.
I feel so sorry for Bianca.
I know. It is what it is, though.
I actually feel really horrible.
Meg, you don't have to feel bad. She didn't win. It's as simple as that.
She was very close.
That's right. Now, up next, you know how I love an influencer story.
Of course you do. You strive to be an influencer at Mark Creevo on Instagram.
Especially if they do something a bit embarrassing. Mm. I think this is right up there. So this guy has this really nice mansion, and he's caught this influencer on camera using his mansion without his permission.
Oh, to make her look a bit more bougie.
Yeah, we'll get into the details next. Very funny.
All right, we'll get the details on the other side of these. Just going on 6:14 this morning.
Megan Creevo.
The Novos.
All right, so this is funny because this guy has this really nice house, and he sees on his like doorbell camera and CCTV.
Yeah.
This lady like approaching the house. He thinks, what's going on here?
Maybe she's asking for directions.
Not expecting any guests or anything.
Yeah.
She looks around. You know when people look around to check if they're being watched?
Yeah.
She does one of those looks and it's very distinctive.
Mm.
Sees nobody about. Takes off her shirt.
What?
And then takes off her pants. So she's down to her bikini. Right, on this guy's driveway, right up against his house, and then hands off her phone to somebody else. She's using this guy's house as like a photo shoot spot.
Oh my God.
Anyway, turns out she's this influencer called Holly Cheeseman.
Okay.
And she gets a whole bunch of bikini photos right in front of his house.
I'm going to see what this babe looks like.
See, he's got like really good high quality CCTV because obviously he's got a fancy like multi-million dollar house and wants to protect it.
Yeah.
And then he's got this video and the video, of course, he's put online. Like,
of course he
hey,
has.
Influencers, stay away from my house. Find your own place to get photos done, a bikini shoot done.
How I'm ridiculous. Trying to find her on Insta and she's just hard to find. Holly Cheeseman, did you say?
Yeah, Holly Cheeseman.
Nah.
Can't find her.
She can't be that much of an influencer then.
Yeah. Anyway, look, here we go. It's Holes, if you want to have a look.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a photo of her in her rainbow,
she's a bit of a
rainbow bikini.
Yeah.
And that's the photo of her up against his house.
Oh, really?
That's his house.
Oh, my God. See, like, the house doesn't even look that nice. It's not just a lot. It looks average.
It's just a normal backdrop. Like, it's a bit of corrugated iron with some plants hanging down.
Yeah.
They're nice plants, to be fair.
Well, she got to sell some extra Instagram followers after he shared that, didn't he?
Definitely. Like, I just find it so funny. Can't you find just a plain wall somewhere else?
So what would you do if someone rocked up to your house? Do you have like a digital like security camera set up at yours?
No.
Okay. Well, imagine you did and someone rocks up.
We do it at the shops though.
Yeah. They start stripping down to get a photo in front of your house. How would you react?
I think, excuse me, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, obviously he wasn't there at the time, though.
I guess not.
Because I know with a lot of those cameras, they send you alerts.
That's right. As soon as there's movement, you've got alerts,
like you've
right?
got a visitor.
So he'd look down and there's this girl getting her kid off.
And he's probably thinking, I didn't hire a stripper. What's going on?
Yeah, it was one of my mates done this.
Yeah.
What the deal? Anyway, I just find it so funny that surely they can find like a better place to do this.
Surely. They've probably got a mate who has a similar looking house or something. Because what goes through someone's mind to think, I'll just go to someone's random house, strip out the front.
There's a good wall. Let's do this.
That's a nice wall. It's like Donkey from Shrek. I like that wall. That's a nice wall.
Influencers and their vacuous use of time. That's all I can say.
It probably got her a stack load of Instagram followers.
Probably. Hey, we're talking about it now.
Exactly, and you've just given out her handle on air. So
who's the real genius here?
Exactly. I think she knew exactly what she was doing.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Have you ever worn a candy thong, Meg?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
What about a diamond thong?
Not that bougie.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Now, we've seen when it comes to cigarettes, they've got plain packaging, right? They brought this in for, like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
To battle smoking. Clearly.
Yep.
So every cigarette packet, the only thing that it has on them is, I think, gold packaging with the name of it and then those disgusting photos at the top to
That's
try and convince
right.
you for not smoking. Well, they want to go next level with this, but with alcohol now.
Really?
So experts have come out and said, we think that plain packaging on alcohol will curb a lot of binge drinking.
So they're trying to get all your beer brands, all of your whiskey, everything.
Everything. It's not going to have the iconic logos anymore. It's just going to be plain, brown, ugly packaging to curb the enticement of these of alcohol products. Now, I sort of agree with this to a degree. Like, a lot of the times you go into like your Dan Murphy's and your Liquorland, and you sometimes pick something based on what it looks like.
That's so true.
You know, and regardless if it has alcohol in it or not, you're like, oh, well, that looks good. I'll grab that. taking that element away might take some of the excitement out. It's mainly for the people with the binge drinking and all that kind of stuff. Mm. They're trying to curb that.
See, Meg, I think I disagree. I think getting rid of the, like, the branding of alcohol and
yeah.
stuff. Do I think there's a bit of a drinking problem out there? There's too much being drunk. But I don't think getting rid of all the branding is the right idea. I mean, there's so many billions of dollars tied up in all of that branding and money being spent. And
but
also,
maybe that's what's affecting it, the sales and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but when I go into a Dan Murphy's or a Liquorland or whatever, I want to see the brands.
Okay.
I like to see the different brands and choose something with a cool picture on it.
Well, there you go. Maybe this is exactly why they want to bring this in.
But is there anything... What's wrong with that?
Well, this is what the thing was with cigarettes. The uglier the packet, I swear to God, the less people smoked it. Just putting it out there.
Well, you did.
I used to work in the, like, behind the cigarette counter.
And you just knew.
You just knew.
How interesting. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's going too far. It's political correctness gone mad.
13109, should alcohol be in plain packaging?
No.
I'm going to take your calls next. We've got tickets up for grabs to the Knights versus Roosters tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. There's also a poll on our Instagram if you want to check it out, @thenovos_.
Yeah, now, are you Team Meg and think all alcohol should go in plain brown bags or something, I guess?
Plain packaging.
Plain packaging. Or are you Team Crevo?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
We are talking on 13109. Should alcohol be in plain packaging, much like cigarettes?
I think it's political correctness gone mad, Meg. You can't put everything in plain packaging.
I think it's a great idea just to curb the binge drinking. You go to, like, your Dan Murphy's, your Liquorland, sometimes you just pick something based on how it looks.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And a lot of people used to do that with cigarettes, and I noticed that at the cigarette counter when I worked at Coles. People would pick the pretty packaging on cigarettes. Maybe take that out of the equation, people might be less likely to drink.
But look, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, then life's very boring. Imagine if everything was in plain packaging.
Well, maybe it's
cereal, like bread. No,
maybe
packaging makes life
it's
a bit.
It's all about the taste, my friend.
Oh no, you know what? It makes life a bit more interesting.
All right, well, let's go to the phones then, hey?
Yeah, let's do it. Groundskeeper Pete, how are you?
Good morning, people. How are you?
Good.
Doing well. Do you think the alcohol should be put in plain packaging?
No. Like, I was involved in the wine industry for 15 years, and a lot of that market research goes towards that. Yes, I understand what you're saying about people's choice and aesthetically pleasing, I guess the word is.
Yeah.
But where do we draw the line in personal choice?
Thank you. If you want to have a drink of your choice, why not?
Where do we draw the line? Because, as you guys know, being in the industry, because I'm involved in the bowling club industry, we, like you guys, survive on a lot of sponsorship.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, if that revenue drops and that sponsorship money's not there, well, then you cannot afford to run tournaments, hence a lot more clubs will close.
It's a real domino effect. If you take away the branding from these companies, then it just affects a lot of other people. So it's not just about the alcohol consumption. It's about the industry as a whole, really.
Absolutely. And if you look at the subsidiary clubs that rely on donations from clubs as per se, all those organisations, like your children's hospitals, you could rattle.
They're all going to miss out. Now, Meg, what Groundskeeper Pete is saying is if you get rid of the plain packaging, he might be out of a job because they won't have the sponsorship.
Well, obviously we don't want that.
And then they won't have the money to pay him. Do you want Pete to lose his job?
I can't, this whole topic was not about Pete losing his job, but it was more of a...
Because I don't.
As a curb to the binge drinking culture.
I like Pete having a job.
Let's be honest, Australia does have a bit of a binge drinking culture. If we could curb some of it, it would be great. Maybe this is not the option, answer for it.
A bit too extreme.
But you know what? The people came up, experts have come up with this idea. I don't know what they're experts in.
Plain packaging, obviously.
Well, I think because it works so well for cigarettes,
right,
they thought it would do this. But I think because drinking in any capacity is more socially acceptable than smoking cigarettes. Mm. You know, you go to a pub and
everyone's just drinking.
You go to a pub and the only thing you can do is get a packet of cigarettes from a vending machine. Like, that's, you're not, right. You know, the whole industry's not revolved around that.
That's true. Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. It's probably not the answer, but I guess that's the way it is.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
Amber Heard's latest move against Johnny Depp. I'll tell you what it is. Also, to Lisa Kudrow's opening up about Friends.
Seems to be the only one who opens up about it, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, she's talking about how, like, streaming has made her a celebrity again.
Oh, interesting.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with Jackson? What do you have for us up first?
Amber Heard has officially appealed the verdict in her court case with Johnny Depp.
Interesting.
Never ending.
Yeah, she's been trying to get this one thrown out. Of course, you probably remember that they had a crack because one of the jurors wasn't the right juror, served as under the right name. Anyway, they say they believe that the court made errors that prevented a just and fair verdict. And they know that this is going to ignite the Twitter bonfires, but there are steps they need to take to ensure both fairness and justice. So this is going to continue to play out. I don't think she's going to have too much success. I would just give up. But I think this all comes down to the fact that she's freaking out because she doesn't have the money to pay him back.
Can you just imagine if they do go back to court, right? Mm. And then the judge rules that she owes him more money.
That's
that
the thing.
Can happen.
Or happens all the time because people think, oh, if I appeal, then I'll get out of it. But no, often you end up paying more. And end up in more trouble.
Well, they say they're very confident.
They sounded very confident at the start of this and everyone knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I think just quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Amber. Maybe that's
bye-bye.
The best bet.
Just give it up, babe.
Lisa Kudrow, of course, from Friends, she said that she has had a celebrity reignition because of Netflix and all these young kids, more specifically her son, watching the show again.
All of a sudden, there are all these 8-year-olds who weren't born saying, oh my God, are you Phoebe? But the most thrilling thing, I just have to say this, is my son had COVID, called me up and said, so I just watched the first two episodes. It's really good, Mom. I said, thanks. He said, can I ask you some questions about that? Yes! I almost started crying. I didn't think that anyone in my family liked that show.
Can I just make an admission? I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of Friends.
Really?
In my life.
I actually don't mind it.
I've seen a few because Emmy got really into it at one point.
Yeah.
And just had it all on. And I was like,
I couldn't sit down and do Friends trivia and get anything right. But I do enjoy it.
I think the early seasons are well written.
Yeah.
And then it got really boring after that.
I think it was before my time.
And I think as well, the resurgence, I know Netflix has something to do with it, but the amount of merch you can buy for Friends now is actually ridiculous. You go into Typo. Holy crap, it is everywhere.
No, I have none of that.
So neither of you want a Friend's Phoebe shirt or anything?
No, never.
I'll pass.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to the drawing board now.
Yeah. Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So I was on the phone to a friend of mine the other night and I said, I got really excited because my my two cockatiels, they have a very, very small vocabulary. They like to talk a little bit. One of the thing is, so I've got a cockatiel named Bobby. And he goes, hello, Bobby. Every time I come home, hello, Bobby. And then the other one is just good boy. They say good boy all the time.
Right.
The thing is, over the last couple of months, because it's just been me and the birds, I'm adamant, absolutely adamant that one of them is saying, love you.
What do you mean, Meg?
Because my old lorikeet used to say love you all the time. And I say it to the birds all the time when I get home. I'm like, hello, special birds. I love you. How's your day been? I said this to my friend. He goes, pretty sure you're just lonely and you're manifesting love from two little birds.
Yeah, but they're your pets, Meg. Like, that's normal, I think.
Do you think I'm lonely?
Yes, 100%. Apply for The Bachelor or something. Like,
I don't want a relationship,
in your life.
Though. That's the problem. You're trying to find... Actually, no, I need more Instagram followers, so maybe I should go on The Bachelor. But the thing is, 13, 10, 09, how do you talk to your pets? Because apparently the way I'm talking to my pets now is making me think that they're saying that they love me.
Okay, this is what we're sort of after here. And I've got my dog Molly.
Yeah.
When I get home, Molly, 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 Molly.
Oh.
Oh, tell me all about your day.
That's so sweet. Well, I do the same thing.
She jumps up on the couch and, like, you know.
Molly goes nuts.
Goes crazy.
Goes absolutely nuts. When I get home, the birds are already chirping. And I walk in and go, good morning, special birds. How was your day? And they sit there. And we're saying with you do Molly, Wolly, Wolly, Wolly.
Yeah.
I do bobbity, 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 boo.
There you go. All right. We are two adults admitting to the ridiculous way we talk to our pets.
Embarrass yourself, my friends.
13:10:09. How do you talk to your pets, especially when you get home?
Yeah.
I think that's like the key moment. After that, I probably don't really talk to the dog that much.
No, mate, I talk to the birds more than I talk to people.
Like, I might pat the dog. But
legitimately.
But that first moment when you get home, it's like an excited moment. The dog's wagging its tail and everything.
I want to hear the excitement in your voice, my friends. 13:10:09.
The more embarrassing, the better.
Tickets up for grabs to the Knights versus Roosters tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. Let's get us into the finals.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. The Novos. We're talking on 13:10:09. How do you talk to your pets? Mainly when you get home from work or a night out or something like that. The embarrassing things that you do.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd love to hear from another bloke, so I'm not the only one here.
Go on, Molly, 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 Molly.
Molly, 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 Molly.
13:10:09.
Absolute bizarre weirdo.
Oh my God, get involved. This is going to be great.
So
I'm actually looking forward to this. Let's go to Heidi. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
How do you talk to your pets, Heidi?
First of all, what type of pet is it?
Well, I've got a whippet. Her name's Daisy. And when I come in, it's, Daisy! Daisy!
I love that.
Oh, and how does Daisy react?
Oh, she jumps up for a cuddle, probably the same as Molly does.
Oh, that's like,
wagging her tail like mad, all that sort
of
stuff.
Is there anything else you do as well?
Well, we've got four dogs and four beds inside, so we've got a Major Mitchell.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm getting him at the moment. He likes his scratchies, and I go, "Heyo, Major! Heyo!" And then they say, "Scratchies!" And then he puts his head down, and then he goes, "Ah!
Oh, my God! Yeah. So cute!"
The pet's talking right back to you.
I've got the other one that talks really well is the ringneck.
Yes.
And he goes, I'm trying to get him to go, hello, hello, you know, like the song.
Oh, Cat Empire, Cat Empire. Hello, hello.
Hello,
hello.
Oh, that is so cool. Thanks, Heidi. Oh, my God.
Heidi's like Dr. Doolittle.
I love this so much. Let's go to Goat Man. Hey, Goat Man.
Hey, morning.
Morning. How do you talk to your pets, Goat? But first of all, what kind of pet have you got?
It's actually my brother's dog. It's a Kelpie Cross Husky.
Yeah, and how do you talk to this lovely puppy?
Oh, well, we had to go and pick him up from the other side of at the Black Stump.
Yeah.
My brother whinged about paying $20 for petrol. We actually went the wrong way. But I say to the dog, I say, where the bloody hell did you come from? How did we end up with you?
Having a look.
His name's Ozzy.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
I love that.
He's black and white. He's got white socks on.
And let me guess, whenever you say, where did you come from? He just tilts his head like, I don't know.
Oh, he can talk a little bit.
Yeah.
But he starts growling and carrying on and dancing. He wants to dance with me and everything.
Oh, he loves you because you went and found him and didn't complain about the petrol.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Thank you, Goat Man.
Goat Man, what an absolute legend.
That's amazing.
Hey, we're doing a round of Love It or Loathe It up next. Jackson will be in to get our thoughts on the daily topics, if you will.
All right, we'll do that on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Love it or loathe it.
Oh, Jackson in with the latest topics to get our thoughts on it. Love it or loathe it. What have you got for us, Jackson?
Eating with your hands.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I'm going to say love it.
Loathe it.
I think there's something. What about a sandwich? How do you eat that? With a knife and fork?
Depends,
are you mad, man?
Well, it depends on the food, but at the same time, I hate getting my fingers sticky. It's the worst.
What about scrambled eggs?
No. That is a knife and fork job.
See, I love eating with my hands. My partner always goes off at me because he says it's a bit piggish, but apparently our sense of touch is vital to making food taste better. If you want your food to taste better, scientists overnight have released this big document about it. You should be touching your food. You should also be chewing with your mouth open because the olfactory sensory neurons get fired better. As opposed to with cutlery.
I don't know about the mouth open bit, but the eating with hands I can get behind.
So if you're eating a bowl of noodles with really hot broth, are you going to sit there and dig them out with your fingers?
No, I think I think there's a sensible limit on it.
Yeah.
Well, they say it goes back to like tribal days where we used to forage for food.
So you want to make your hand into a spoon and scoop up some yogurt.
Well, I always think, how good's a burger? Do you know what I mean? That's like, how great is a burger?
Yeah, sandwiches are different.
And you eat them with your hands.
Sandwiches are different.
What do you mean a sandwich is different?
I even eat a pie these days with a spoon.
That's disgusting.
Because I like to eat the filling first, and if I can
One of these deconstructed pie ladies.
No, not necessarily, I'll give you a reason, because of the weight loss surgery, I can't fit a full pie in.
Yeah, but
so I like to eat the protein part first, and then eat the pastry if I can fit it in.
Terrible, terrible thing to do.
You mix the sauce in with the mint, it's bloody beautiful.
Well, that's just go and buy some mints and fry it up.
Pie mints is delicious.
Anyway,
we're getting onto a different argument here.
But yes,
because you need a spoon.
You need your hands because of science, and it'll taste better.
I agree with you, Jackson. I agree.
All right.
Megan
Prevost. I know this guy, right, is the absolute king of linguine.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
His bones are amazing.
I know. That's how much he eats and how quick he eats it.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
All right, so Meg, something cool happening with my business.
Yeah.
So it's actually something you suggested I do, a change to make, and so a pretty cool, exciting announcement. I want to talk to you about it next.
Yeah.
It's a local thing.
Yeah.
Happening right here in the Hunter, and I'm going to give you the details in just a minute.
Oh, I'm excited. All right, let's get the details of Crevo's new, is it a business venture? Or?
Something like that.
All right, get the details.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
It was actually your idea, Meg, the other week. You said, hey, Crevo, why don't you enter the local business awards for Crevo's?
Well, you've been in business now for a couple of months.
Yep.
And business has been doing quite well.
Yeah, we've been growing and stuff, so that's all good. And I was like, you know what? Why not? And good news yesterday, Meg.
Yeah.
Got the phone call. We've been chosen as a finalist.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in the antiques, arts, crafts and gifts category.
Oh, congratulations.
Who would have known? Yeah. So this is all very exciting. I don't think it's like I'm not sure if it's like a voting situation or what it is.
Yeah.
But I'll find all that out soon. I've got to like put up a few more details onto the website and stuff. But very exciting.
Well, you haven't won yet, but can you do a bit of your like acceptance speech?
Well, that's a good idea. I just want to thank.
Who are you going to thank?
All of the customers and supporters who have, you know, come out to help us and bought a Persian rug or an antique.
All the people who have given you stuff to commission. Like,
exactly. You know, all of the people who have put things in. Thank you, Meg. The team, of course, to Julie and Emmy.
I was going to say, the team is only a very small team of Crevo's.
It's
three people.
At the moment, But, hey, we're looking to grow one day.
But that's amazing, though. You've only been in business officially for a couple of months.
About 5-6 months now.
Is it that long already?
Yeah. Since February we started.
So is this like a black tie event where you get dressed up?
And,
oh, how good. A couple of champagnes, get up there and do a drunk acceptance speech.
Oh, probably not. And, you know, meeting all of
Thank
the
you
other...
to the random guy in 1569 that gave me a horseshoe.
Exactly. The antiques, art and crafts and gifts category.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're very excited about this.
I can't wait to find out more details. If it's a voting thing, guess who's going to be voting like every day? Me.
Oh, good. Well, I'll let everyone know you can help me out. That would be great.
Do I need to be impartial, though? I know, like... You know,
are there other antique stores you've been going to?
Well, there aren't. But
have you been going behind my back?
Do I need to go check them out to make a fair comparison? Do I need to?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, but probably not. Just vote for mine.
Well, I did actually go into like a thrifty type store the other day on Beaumont Street in Hamilton. Because I've been looking for a vintage radio. You know, I've been looking for a vintage radio. I found some maybe stuff from maybe the 70s. It was all right. I want something from like the 40s or the 50s.
Right, something really cool.
Something really cool.
Well, I'll
really
help
retro.
You find one. You vote for me, all right?
You should be helping me regardless.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
You haven't come across like anything that, have you? Damn
I haven't.
It.
I'll let you know, Meg.
But
I'll let you know.
To be fair, a lot of these vintage shops as well, they do sell clothes as well, so that kind of suckered me in.
Yeah, yeah. We don't do the clothing
stuff.
Maybe
you should get into clothing.
That's a different category. I don't want to be muddying the water.
They're selling antiques and they're selling clothing and they look like they're doing pretty well. Rent on Beaumont Street would be horrible.
Oh, that's true. It would be pretty high. But yeah, very exciting. I'll let everyone know, like I said, if there's a voting situation, I'll get your help for
sure.
Very keen
to see how this goes down. Hey, up next. Speaking of retail, for example, a friend of mine, she's been working with this guy for 2 years.
Okay.
He turns around her and says, look, I never get in trouble for making a mistake. And she's like, how the hell do you work this out? He goes, no. I tell the customers, if I ever make a mistake, it's my first date.
Oh,
he's been doing this for 2 years straight.
That's kind of genius.
You know what? I had my own little retail hacks when I worked in retail, so I'm going to spill the beans on those next.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
If you've never worked in, like, retail customer service, get ready, my friends.
Meg is pulling back the curtains.
Absolutely.
Megan Crevo.
Couldn't believe this when my mate said it to me the other day. The guy that he's been working with for 2 years tells customers, whenever anything goes wrong, I'm so sorry, it's my first day, and they never complain about him.
What an absolute genius. Because can I just say, like, these kind of jobs, especially customer service, can be very tough.
Yeah,
right?
You know this now. You've never worked in customer service until now.
Yeah.
Have you dealt with any difficult customers so far?
Not really. Most people are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe it's the type of business. I think
you're not dealing with the general public, you're dealing with a specific type of person who's after a specific type of
life. And they want your help and you're happy to help and all
and
that stuff.
And you've got
sort of
expertise
stuff.
In that area.
Exactly.
It's not like you're going into like your Kmart's or your Woolies or whatever.
Yeah.
A friend of mine started a business a while ago, right? And what she's done is behind the service area, she's put mirrors and I've gone, oh, that was a nice touch. She goes, nah, strategic. Nobody wants to look at themselves being an asshole.
Oh, that's amazing.
I couldn't believe that idea. Because the thing is, if you see yourself being a jerk, you're going to pull yourself back a little bit because it was purely strategic. Heard a friend of mine did it when they set up their business. I'm doing the exact same thing.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, business owners, there's a good tip for you.
I worked in retail for so long. I've worked in plenty of places, music stores, supermarkets. I worked at Target for a while.
Yeah, right.
Thing is, for me in particular, like, my only real customer service hack that I really did on a regular basis, I was overly nice to everybody.
Okay.
Because the thing is, if you're standing there and you don't really care, they're more likely to get frustrated at you.
But if
you
know you're nice.
What? If I'm ridiculously nice, and I always was, I always had the biggest smile on my face, nothing was ever a problem. They would never go off at me.
Never had any issues.
No.
That's very clever. It doesn't matter if you stuff other things up.
Exactly. But there are other things you can do, not necessarily customer related. The guy, I set up a store at Glendale back in the day, and this guy, he was adamant that he wanted to go and take the rubbish out the entire time. Every single time the rubbish needed to be done, he'd always
take
it out.
That's weird.
Right? I'm like, what's going on here? Turns out he was just doing it to get a little bit of a break because the skip bins were about, I'd say, 100, maybe 200 metres up the road. Like
in the back dock area.
So you had to walk up, do that, chillax for 5 minutes and come back. Now, the thing is, we were working like 6-7 days a week at this point. He was the only one who was doing it. So no one knew how long it actually took to get this done.
Oh, clever. So you could just throw it in someone else's bin and then wait 5-10 minutes.
But the thing, no one knew any of the wiser because no one else had the chance to do it because he'd done it every single time.
I'll take the rubbish.
Time.
Don't
I'll
worry.
Take the rubbish. I'll take it. And we loved it because we're like, oh, we can get other stuff done. This is great. No.
Meanwhile, he's just chillaxing.
He was doing it for 15 minutes. We realised when he stopped working there, it's like a 10-minute, not even 5-minute job.
Oh, what a genius. I love these hacks.
It's like the hack of when you say, if you got any more out the back, don't even ask.
Yeah, they don't.
They're not checking.
And even if they do, they're not. They just want an excuse to go out the back and not do anything.
Especially,
and you'll be left waiting.
Especially in a supermarket during summer, the back dock is near the freezer section.
Yeah.
They'll just go stand out there for 5 minutes. I look thoroughly. I'm so sorry. We just don't everywhere. Have any left in stock.
Didn't even check on the computer thing.
Yeah, but if you see someone who's being overly nice to you, you know why.
That's why. They're using Meg's hacks.
I do miss retail sometimes.
Do you?
Actually, like, as much as it is a pain in the ass sometimes in customer service, sometimes the idea of helping people and being nice to people actually is quite fun.
I love that.
And then you get the jerks who come and abuse you for no particular reason. It's just...
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah. That's never good.
But that's me now, though. I'm never rude to sales staff, but if I see someone being rude to sales staff, I pull them up.
Go, there's
I don't
no
care
need.
Anymore.
There's
or
no need.
I come back at them and say, as they're walking away, I go, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that horrible person. And they turn back and look at me and go, you know what you've done.
You know what you've
you
done.
You know what you've done. Don't give me that look, mate.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
So, Meg, this is funny because I've been watching like different food groups and stuff around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Yeah.
And I keep getting these posts for the Caledonia at Cessnock.
Okay.
Right? And they just got like their pub specials and stuff. And at first I was like, oh, this is cool. This is fun. I think some people in the kitchens there are having a real good time with the menu.
Okay.
They're just real loose units with like the names of their burgers and stuff like that.
All right.
I'm going to get into some of the best of it in just a minute because some of this stuff's really funny.
All right. We'll do it on the other side of this. Your first $10,000 cash track for the day, though, is about to play right now. Get your pen, get your pad ready to go. Your first cash track is Shawn Mendes, When You're Gone. Write it down. It's worth $105. Let's do it. 105.3 New FM. You with the Novos. Good morning.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
I don't know how I got onto this, but I was on the Caledonia Cessnock. I think it's their Facebook page.
Yeah.
And they've got all their, like, pub specials on there.
You love a good pub feed.
I do.
It probably came up as a sponsored post, and you're like, I need to check this out.
Exactly. Probably was something like that. And I just thought I'd share these with you, because whoever's doing the menu has a bit of a cheeky sense of humour, and I like it.
Okay.
Because most, like, 99% of pubs, their menu for the specials is like schnitzel, steak.
Maybe
like
a surf and turf or a nice pasta or a nice linguine.
A burger, yeah, a linguine. God, there's some bendy old noodles out there, isn't there? But let's start with this because their burger of the week, and this is like a few weeks ago, right? It's called the Dino Stomp.
Yeah.
It's a normal burger. They got beef patties, bacon, blah, blah, blah. But then they've got the dino nuggets and just shove them in the burger. Right?
I love this.
It's a bit of fun. Okay, here's another one. this one they've called the Grave Digger.
That's up my alley.
Which I think is maybe a reference to the heart attack that you'll have because it's three beef patties, bacon, cheese, barbecue, and hollandaise sauce.
That's just fat upon fat upon fat upon carbs.
Can I just say it sounds amazing,
it sounds
though?
Amazing,
and the photos of the sauce like drooling down the side like a waterfall. It's kind of incredible. Look at that. You can see all the different sauces like squirting
and
out of it.
And my heart just stopped.
Exactly.
But for a delicious reason.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, how about this? Instead of just your normal like Parmesan or something.
Yeah.
How about Jurassic Pork?
Which
is like this giant pork belly mound with a bunch of cheese and sweet chili sauce all over it. It looks like a huge schnitzel Parmesan situation.
Okay, to be fair, that schnitzel looks like the whole size of the plate.
Yeah, it looks like it could be kilos, but it's pork belly.
I just can't get over the dino stomp where they've thrown dino nuggets onto a burger. That makes me happy. Actually appeals to my inner child.
Yeah, there's something cool about it, right? To wrap things up, this is called the Gone Troppo, and apparently it's back by popular demand.
A lot of places do a troppo.
Yeah, but this has no buns at all.
Oh my God.
It's a burger situation, but the bottom bun is like chicken. And then, like, a fried chicken, then it goes pineapple, then chicken, then pineapple on top.
Oh, my God.
And then it's cheese on top of that and grilled in the grill.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoever's running the kitchen.
Jesus, if you will.
Whoever is running the kitchen at the Caledonia at Cessnock, I salute you for your sense of humour and creativity, because every other pub meal around the place, yeah, they're
so
delicious,
basic.
But they're not creative like this.
No.
You know, and that's a bit of interesting and a bit of fun, and I salute you from here at New FM.
Do we need to go out there and have a meal?
Yeah, I think we should. One Look, when they have one of their crazy ones, because they change it all the
I'll
time.
I'll do that. Oh, imagine if they did something for the Novos.
Well, that's a good idea.
Caledonia.
We'll be in touch. Definitely.
I love that. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Your favourite Crevo, Gwyneth Paltrow, opening up that
yes.
acting career.
I got happy then when you said your favourite. I thought you were going to refer to me in something Sex and City related.
No, not this time. Also, two bombshell allegations about Meghan Markle. Oh.
Bombshell.
No, we need an echo.
Meghan Crevo.
Megan Crevo. What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
I love how you're catering to Crevo this morning.
Yeah. Well, did you know that she quit acting?
Mate, was she in anything? Yeah, I just didn't notice.
She was in Meg, don't be so mean to Gwen. I really like Gwyneth. She's okay. In Iron Man.
Yeah.
I couldn't give two hoots about Iron.
But I love her that much that I didn't realise that she had quit her career. She's opened up about the future of where she's, like, and I feel like she's only doing this because of Cameron Diaz, but where she stands with getting back into acting.
Okay.
I really don't miss it at all. I think I'm so lucky that I got to do it, and I'm sure I still will. It's funny, I don't daydream about the movie business at all. You know, I did promise my mother at some point before I die, I told her that I would go and, you know, do a play. So I'm gonna deliver on that promise at some point when I'm
get you on Broadway.
Yes, that's what she would like.
So there you go, Crevo. You might be able to go see her on Broadway in something like Chicago or something like that.
She did Glee, and she did duets.
Remember duets?
Who was it? I can't remember his name.
Huey Lewis.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. I will not be watching her play with her.
You just light the candles.
Yeah, that's right.
And the crystals. Stick to the candles, babe, and the crystals.
Setting them out on your driveway to recharge under the full moon.
That's what I always do. Have you been watching my house, Jackson? Have you set up cameras across the road?
Well, this is where the hashtag come from, #SoCrevo.
Oh, that's where it came from. That's what I've been saying.
Someone who I feel like is in the Gwyneth Paltrow camp is Meghan Markle.
Oh, she would be for sure.
Do you like her a little bit more, Crevo?
She'd be, you mean in comparison to Gwyneth Paltrow?
Or just in general, but yeah, in comparison.
Yeah, probably a little bit more.
Yeah, well, there's a new book out about her that says she's reduced people to tears with her passive-aggressive tone in the palace, and before she met Prince Harry, no one knew who she was, and she's unpredictable. Can they leave her alone?
Mate, she had an amazing acting career before she became a royal.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Meghan Markle. They're also sitting there and canning her about the fact that she lived in a different city to her husband, her first husband, whilst she was filming Suits. And
I was like,
do you know what? That's pretty common to live away from your partner.
Kim Kardashian isn't living with Pete Davidson while he's here.
That's what it takes to be a professional. Now, let me just say this. Would they be calling her outright? So, like, say if it was a princess that married just a normal actor male and he was a bit of a douchebag, no one's calling that guy out for behaviour. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I stand by this. It's because she's American and they're pissed off that he married an American.
I think it is.
Yeah. I'd do the same, though. Getting away from the royal family, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%.
I watched something. It was interesting. Emmy, like, I got home a bit after and Emmy had this thing on about Diana and we were just chatting about it. Like, there's no family you'd less rather be a part of.
Absolutely.
It just looks awful.
You can see why Harry wanted to get her away from it.
But it's also so, like, highlighting the horrible nature of human nature. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to sit there and everyone's like, follow your heart and do what the heart desires. And then you do it and they're like, you're a bitch.
Yeah,
do you know
exactly.
what I mean? Like, you can't win.
It doesn't matter what she does. She will be in the wrong no matter what.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee in life.
Yep.
It's just not right. Right. I've always been Team Meghan. Always.
Meghan Crevo.
The Novos. Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kit.
It is an experience they will never forget.
Money can't buy it. You can't just go out and buy a ticket to run the game ball out on game day.
You can buy your tickets to the Knights versus Roosters tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium as much as you want. But this experience today is going to an awesome little lad from Carter Heights. We've got his dad on the phone, Liam. Hey, Liam.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing really well. You've got a future Knights player on your hands, apparently. Little Patrick.
Yes, he would really love to play for the Knights. He's, very much, loves his Knights, loves Kalyn Ponga, so he's very excited for this evening.
Describe the scene at your place. Say, for example, it's a Knights game, not a home game. You're at home, you've got the TV on. What's Patrick up to?
Mate, generally speaking, you'll be kicking the footy around the living room.
kicking it into the TV.
Yeah, pretty much. He's cost us a TV once upon a time. But he's a good kid. He'll be dressed up in his Knights gear, sitting on the lounge.
Oh, I love it.
Around, ready for the game.
So he already knows that he's running the game ball out tonight?
I told him we're going to the game, so I'll sort of fill him in with the finer details when I pick him up from school today. So, yeah.
That's incredible, because I could imagine if you told him this last night or whatever, he wouldn't have been able to sleep.
Well, that's right, and he probably would have asked for the day off school. So.
Yeah, you know what? So would I. Oh, this is going to be incredible. The crowd is going to go crazy when he runs that ball game out. Well done. Congratulations. I hope you guys have an amazing night.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Look at that.
Think about how much fun Patrick's going to be having tonight.
And when he goes to school on Monday saying, what did you do on the weekend? Oh, what did I do on the weekend?
Get this. That is, right there, is pure joy. And that's what we're all about, providing that.
You can only win it here. newfm.com.au. Register to be the next Knights kid. Patrick's doing it tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium with the Knights versus the Roosters. Come on. We need a win.
Yeah. Mathematically.
We need
a win mathematically. That's what I heard this morning, and I believe it's possible because maths, I believe in math.
Yeah. Hey, earlier in the show, we asked the question about plain packaging on alcohol containers.
Right, yeah.
We're going to do an update because we put a poll on our Instagram. You can still go vote if you like at the Novos _. Going to rehash that next.
Megan
Crevo. Earlier in the show, we're talking about whether, because there's calls to put alcohol in plain packaging, which just blows
my
mind.
Much like cigarettes.
Yeah, I know that. And it just seems like it would be almost impossible to do.
Now, I thought it might have been a good idea to curb binge drinking. Binge drinking is an issue in Australia, let's be real. I partake every so often. I can't deny that. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite, really. Mm. But we put this poll on our Instagram at the Novos _. Crevo, I think a lot of people agree with you.
Yeah, 94% say that it shouldn't be in plain packaging. It should stay exactly how it is. And look, I think it's got to be a bit of an exercise in self-control.
I think so.
People know the dangers of drinking.
Yeah.
You know, and they do clearly state on it, have this many, don't drink if you're pregnant, all that stuff's on there.
Not to mention as well, it's very different to cigarettes as well, because cigarettes, they are not allowed to be advertised.
Yep.
You can't have them on display and the plain packaging. And also, you have to have the warning pictures on the cigarettes as well. So whether it would start as just plain packaging, maybe it could start as you can no longer advertise alcohol products.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to go towards the plain packaging, and then it would go to the, you have to have the disgusting images on there as well. So if they were to implement this, it would be a process.
I don't even think it's going to happen.
I don't think
though.
It's going to happen. There just
isn't. There isn't the appetite from the population for it to happen.
Anti-drinking experts are the ones who are pushing for this, but then again,
it's not happening.
A lot of people would be quite angry with it, I think.
That is so true.
Yeah. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free. I'm next with Jackson.
Yo. A bit of Halsey for you.
I haven't heard Halsey on the radio for a long time.
Halsey.
I love
her. Something about her. Tiesto could be one of your hash
tracking songs
for a feel-good Friday.
Oh, thank you, Jackson.
Do you remember when she went through this phase?
Yes.
And everyone was like, oh my Lord. Like, she was the first bad girl. Do you know what I mean?
So I was in high school when this came out, and the amount of girls who wanted to dress exactly like Christina Aguilera in high school, and the teachers were like, absolutely not. Well, the crotchless leather pants.
I remember in all the magazines, like Cleo, my sisters would read them, and they'd always speculate what parts of her body she had pierced. Yes. That was like the big controversy.
So I remember there was a story, she had her nipples pierced, right?
Mm.
And she had very long hair, and she brushed her hair, got it caught.
Ooh.
Ripped it right
really?
Out. Yeah.
Oh,
whether
God.
That's a rumor or not, I don't know.
You never hear a good story about a nipple piercing,
no,
do you? It's
no.
always people having their nipples ripped off.
Oh, no, thank you. Back to the music, though, Jackson.
What was that?
Newcastle's only blog of ad-free music for a feel-good Friday. Have a great weekend, guys. We're going to catch you on Monday.
See ya.
Bye-bye.